when he had rescued the Gomangani of the valley from the tyrannical oppression of the Bolgani. For hours at a time Esteban Miranda sat in the dim light of his dirty kennel, counting and fondling the brilliant stones. A thousand times had he weighed each one in an appraising palm, computing its value and translating it into such pleasures of the flesh as great wealth might buy for him in the capitals of the world. Mired in his own filth, feeding upon rotted scraps tossed to him by unclean hands, he yet possessed the wealth of a Croesus, and it was as Croesus he lived in his imaginings, his dismal hut changed into the pomp and circumstance of a palace by the scintillant gleams of the precious stones. At the sound of each approaching footstep, he would hastily hide his fabulous fortune in the wretched loincloth that was his only garment, and once again become a prisoner in a cannibal hut. And now, after a year of solitary confinement, came a third diversion, in the form of Aha, the daughter of Carmis, the witch-doctor. Aha was 14, comely and curious. For a year now she had watched the mysterious prisoner from a distance until at last familiarity had overcome her fears, and one day she approached him as